So let's move on to the iPad Pro. That's the 12.9-inch display, the giant iPad. The 9.7 inches was the size of the iPad Air 2. It has 5.6 million pixels, and that's a lot more than some MacBooks. Is this something you're interested in upgrading to?
Oh, you know, I don't really use my iPads very much. I have like a graveyard of iPads that have not been charged, but I've always wanted to have a larger iPad. And so, and the worst part is the thing that attracts me the most to it is one is it's this large size. So that's what I use my iPad for is if, you know, I want to see something that's going to be bigger and it's portability because it's still light. It's a little, this is the first iPad that's not actually thinner we're dealing with. It's a little bit larger. But I think that it's great, its size. I love the graphics to it. And I love the fact that I can get like a little smart keyboard and pencil to go with it. That's so awesome. I love using a stylus for like, well, the app, it's called the Apple Pencil, but I love using a stylus. So I'm like, am I going to be shelling out, you know, $7.99? I would probably have to get the mid-ground one anyways. So I'm like, oh, it's a lot of money, but it's really beautiful.
So what do you use the stylus for now?
I usually use the stylus if I'm going to be drawing something or if I'm going to be playing games. I find that in a lot of games, the problem is that my entire hand is then over the screen when I'm playing a game, which is a horrible way to interact, especially if you're doing a game that happens to be a slide shooter where you really have to see and you have to deal with accuracy. And so I would usually use a stylus for that, which would like lessen my hand and I don't have my entire hand on the screen at the same time. And the same thing for even if I'm scrubbing through a movie, I find that my finger is highly inaccurate in order to properly scrub through and I'm not like skipping through 20 minutes instead of, you know, 10 seconds. And so I think that the Apple Pencil is going to be, especially if it is truly one pixel that it can detect, that's going to be really helpful for people that do, you know, fine detail work or graphic design work on the iPad, because fingers are fabulous, but they're not great for fine details. They're just stubby. And some people have really large, you know, as my friend says, he has sausage-like fingers, and it pretty much, you know, it takes up the entire screen.
Yeah, I mean, the promise of drawing beautiful pictures to each other on the Apple Watch was really not, didn't really come to fruition. I mean, I can't really draw anything with my finger on the Apple Watch.
No. Besides, oh, it's horrible. Piece. Renee can actually, he can draw dragons and other things on his watch. Yeah. But I'm not a great artist anyway. So even like on the Apple Pro on the 12.9 inches, I probably couldn't draw anything great either. But at least I'd be able to have like finer detail with my horrible stick drawings.
Well, I mean, the stylus does look beautiful. It looks like there's not much latency. I mean, it's just, you know, it does hopefully that it will look like that in real life. For $100, you would hope that it would.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that it would be, I think that it's going to be worth it though. Like, even though it's quite pricey for a stylus, most styluses are much cheaper. But if you also take a look, most styluses, they don't have the thin tip. They have like a very wide edge. And so this is really beautiful that there's an exceptionally fine tip. I love the fact that it's pressure sensitive. So if you press harder on it, you will get a thicker pen wand. And it has two sensors in the tip, so it can even tell if you are leaning it towards the side. And so this is for artists, I think that this is a game changer. I think that for the average user, I don't think that they're going to really notice much. I think that they probably already, you know, don't use a stylus, so it's going to be something to change with. But even if you're choosing to write on your iPad, I think that this is going to be really beneficial.
Yeah, I wonder
so
if
where do you put it? It doesn't have a little place that you can put. I'm going to lose it, probably. That's the only sadness.
I know. I mean, apparently you charge it through the Lightning cable, but I don't know. That doesn't look good. I don't understand how that works. I mean, it's not like you know, then it's just a stick sticking out of your iPad. So I don't know. But I mean, you said it would be a game changer for artists. I wonder if it'll be like an OS changer for artists. I mean, a lot of artists use Wacom tablets, or I talked to an artist that uses Android tablets for drawing and different apps. So it might be, these abilities might have been there, but not on iOS. So it might be enough for people to change that way.
Yeah. Are you thinking of getting the iPad? Having a larger screen, does that matter to you?
I do think that I could easily upgrade. I've been using a Chromebook just testing it along with my MacBook. And I find that it's not obviously as fast or as powerful, but I can do all the things that I normally do. So I would obviously be able to do even more things on an iPad. I do like Office apps on iOS. I'm a big fan of them. So I don't really know what would keep me from buying it, except for that I don't really need it right now. But I can imagine in the future that it would be an upgrade that I would do.
Yeah,